It's quite all right, madam. You can come out. I've been expecting you. Don't worry, there's no reason to look so cautious. There aren't any traps or snipers or men with swords hiding behind the curtains.
Oh, my God. What happened to the city?
A war, my dear, followed by a great deal of economic uncertainty.
It doesn't seem to have affected you much. This room has been redecorated. There's more in it than I've ever seen. Oh, and also, you're drinking a very potent wine.
Of course. Where are my manners? Would you care for a glass?
No. I don't like to drink and drive. Especially a time machine.
Oh, we've plenty of time. I think you'll enjoy it. It's quite exquisite.
Can we just cut to the chase? I presume you're still completely mental, and this is all a weird, sadistic trap to get my machine.
Not at all, my dear. I presume by your bandaged hands that you've just come from after the uprising, but before the war broke out. You see, I've had a considerable time to think, and I've come to the conclusion that we've met in quite the wrong order.
I've worked that out myself, thanks. It's all pretty obvious.
I've also worked out that it wouldn't be to either of our advantage to tell the other exactly what order things are happening in.
Well, I've already seen from the decorations that this is the latest version of you that I've seen. Much, much more money in your control, too.
Yes, I'm one of the Imperial 12 now. In fact, I'm second in line to becoming Imperial Prime.
And I suppose that the well-meaning amateur politician that you pretended to be before is completely gone now, is he?
Let's just say that I've come to terms with the fact that in any society there has to be rich people and poor people. It's just the way the universe works. And I'd much rather be one of the rich than part of that wretched mob down there who can barely do up their own spacesuits.
Aren't there people on Earth monitoring all of this? Isn't there anyone who came to stop you?
There is no Earth. There hasn't been a planet Earth for about 8 decades.
What? How can there be no Earth? I'm from there.
It was destroyed long ago, at the Great End.
A war?
Isn't it always? It's the reason we settled on the outer planets in the first place. Shortly after exoplanet bases were established, a war broke out between several of the heavy-hitting countries on Earth. They used a number of very nasty weapons, and eventually the whole planet was cracked open like an egg. Sad but true.
You don't sound terribly broken up about it.
Why should I be? It was a long time ago. This is my planet now, and once I'm Imperial Prime, I'll annex all the other bases on Jupiter, and after that, the entire solar system.
You want to make war with all the other bases? But look at your citadel. Those towns used to look happy and healthy with crops and playgrounds. Now everything just looks grey. There's just a layer of smoke on the dome, and there's not a soul on the streets.
The war with Titan Base was long and very testing, but we got through it, partly thanks to you, by the way.
Me? What did I do?
Well, after Earth was destroyed, we lost a great deal of knowledge. Naturally, a lot of people up here were scientists and physicists, but only in very specialized fields. So we knew how to operate our bases and build more with the machines. Unfortunately, most of Earth's history was lost. Nobody bothered to keep a copy in space because the assumption was that we could always just contact Earth for anything that needed to be looked up. Are you following me?
Sort of. Go on.
Well, in order to preserve our heritage, everyone memorized every scrap of information that we had. Digital books, recorded transmissions, things found on old space probes left adrift. That's how we had to relearn a lot of the information we had lost, like Earth animals, plants, and food. On one of our early encounters, you thought there may be an issue with communication.
I remember. Yes. I thought the dialect would have deviated from the standard English significantly from the 19th century.
Well, you were right. But since after Earth's death, we had to learn as much old vocabulary and syntax as we could to preserve it, it sort of just stuck. We got most of it from classic books, which had been uploaded to the base's hard drive for entertainment. It's just a coincidence that a lot of the classics came from your time.
That makes sense. I did find it peculiar, as I'd expected people from the future to speak with long, unnecessary words, you know, because they were smarter.
From what I remember, it was the opposite. Everything was condensed into abbreviations until whole conversations were conducted using mostly symbols or acronyms.
That's atrocious. Mr. Shakespeare would have been ashamed.
But there's more. Mixed with the abundant amount of lost information was the ability to make powdered explosives. But thanks to your little booby trap on our last encounter, we managed to analyze the scorch marks it left behind and synthesize it anew.
Oh, no. No. You can't mean this is my fault.
You do deserve some credit, yes. You see, we were left as the only base who knew the secret, and were able to construct great bombs, which only needed to be smuggled near the enemy strongholds and ignited. Blew their domes wide open.
That's monstrous. That's sick. You're sick!
Sticks and stones, Elizabeth.
I prefer mental despots to call me Miss Carter.
It's so nice to have a civilized conversation with you for once. All these years of contemplation had me build you up as some kind of primitive, but I think you may even be somewhat intelligent for a female of your era.
I see things haven't really changed.
Oh, they did for a while. Can you believe women even got the vote at one point? Honestly, who would be bringing up the children if you were out voting all day?
The men, perhaps?
Don't be ridiculous. We've got jobs to do, keeping things running.
You mean you don't have women doing whatever you do?
Oh, please. A woman as an imperial? The very idea is preposterous.
I'll remind you, sir, that Her Majesty is just as powerful as any of your imperials, and the proud ruler of the British Empire.
Well, I don't know much about ancient history, but I seem to recall that not working out so well. Besides, the British Empire and all the others are just burning lumps of space debris now, so it hardly matters. All that matters is the Empire of Jupiter. And after that, the Empire of Time itself.
I knew it. You're still obsessed with my machine.
Not obsessed, no. But you have to admit that it would be of much better use in my hands than in those of someone who clearly doesn't realize its potential and lacks the will to use it, even if she did.
You're already second in command of this entire base. How could you possibly crave more?
There's always more to have.
What happened to the man who was preaching about helping people and doing the right thing?
It's pointless trying to save everyone. Once you've seen enough people die, you realize that the only person it's worthwhile looking out for is yourself. It's impossible to do the right thing all the time. Sometimes there are only bad choices, and I'm not evil for making them because someone has to, and if I'm supposed to feel guilty for it, then forget it.
You're a murderer.
Yes. Yes, I am. And this whole citadel would be dead if I weren't. I worked hard to end the lives of 20 million people on Titan Base to save those of over 100 million here.
There were other alternatives.
Yes, there were. I could have used a time machine to put their base harmlessly out of action and let everyone live. Oh, but wait, you wouldn't let me. You just jumped back into your little toy and disappeared, leaving all the consequences behind.
Left the consequences behind? I think you're forgetting that you very nearly crippled my hands. I had barely enough strength in them to repair my machine and make a landing. Also, don't pretend that you'd have just given it back to me. You're too selfish. You'd have messed about with the timeline until you were god and master of the whole universe.
Your hands? What about my hand? It hasn't been the same since you nearly burnt it off. Don't act like you know anything about me.
If you didn't want to get burned, then you shouldn't try to grab things that are too hot for you to handle. You're trying to make it appear as though I'm the crazy one, when you were the one just bragging about having an empire of time.
I've had just about enough of your righteous indignation for one day, Miss Carter. I invited you here for a quiet meal, in the hope that you'd come to your senses and hand control of your machine over to me, but apparently not.
Invited me? He couldn't have called my machine here.
I didn't need to. I knew you'd land back here eventually. Your machine seems attracted to this room. All I had to do was sit and wait.
Is that a gun? Where did you get that?
I made it from some old specifications. It only needed the secret of the powder which you so generously gave me.
If you shoot me, then you'll never learn to work the machine properly.
I'll work it out given time, and you'll still be dead, so either way, I win. But I might be merciful and let you become a slave in my new space empire. All you have to do is bow down to me.
You're an evil, power-grabbing dictator. I'll never bow to you.
That's a shame, although I think I should let you know. The cost of living here just went up. It now costs you your life. Standing in front of the machine. I should have allowed for that. Still, I can wait. For our last encounter, Miss Carter. And when it comes, you're dead.
Episode 5, D, starred Tanya Mulevich as Elizabeth Carter and Pete Lutz as Joshua Price. This show was written by Lewis Blemings Derrick and produced by Tom Rory Parsons, who was also the composer and editor. All sound effects were created by Catherine Seaton and artwork made by Matt Leon. Thanks everyone for continuing to listen.